Radio.
Hello everyone, greetings from Pristina Cross. In this edition we are presenting to you the Institute for Contemporary Art Exit in Peja, Kosovo. This institute is also the implementer of the project Missing Identity, which last week organized a video exhibition with one of the most successful world video artists, Andrei Sola. Except the interview with Sokol Beciri, who is one of the leaders and founders of Exit, you will listen an interview with Andrei Sola from Tirana.
Well, the short story, rather than the long short story, is like I'm born in Tirana, Albania. Studied there art, studied early painting, studied fresco, and then moved to Paris in 96, studied video and cinema. And since then, been working like video, film, photography, doing shows, traveling around, making projects. So that's it, in a way.
Okay, so you're living in Paris for a moment.
I've been living there for 8 years. Right now I've moved to Berlin. So I'm living in Berlin, actually.
Since the listeners didn't have the opportunity to experience your work here in Peja, it's a little bit complicated for me to explain them, so I would, again...
I would say that it's as much complicated for me as well, because as you say, I'm interested in my work, and especially the ones that I choose for the show here. It's those ones which is difficult to explain, because I think they are about making an experience with the work, making almost like a physical experience, being there, which is also a way of resisting well-known norms, which is things you cannot explain through language, like you cannot explain, as you said, you cannot explain to your audience why you're so big, but you made an experience with it. I cannot do it either, because most of the time I try to go against the explanation, or I try to go against the very well-known ways of communication, which is language. I think working with image doesn't mean not working at all with language, but I'm also interested in sometimes trying to refuse or to resist to the language or to the storytelling or to the things which are explainable by the words. So I think this show is much based in making an experience with the images. Well, I think it's resist, as I said. I think there is a hierarchy in the communications in this world, and language is one of the highest ones, I think, more than sounds, music, image, in a way. I think, at least for me, it's interesting when, as much as I can, to be able to produce things which do not go through language. If I would give a simpler explanation, it's like when you see Euronews. I think the most interesting moments for me, or the moments where the world looks like a more interesting place, is the no comment moments of the news, rather than the news which explain the situation. Because explain a situation is about explaining from a point of view, which is a power versus something else. It's for me, independently, it's a way of trying to as much as I can to produce, to work with images who are not easy to be transmitted through language. I don't know. I think what we already were discussing is also interesting, because I think that somebody who would be listening to us now would be thinking that there are these two guys talking about other ways of communicating than language. Of course, in the radio this goes through language, but listening to that or hearing this, it might make somebody think. Oh, so I think it's already interesting. Not because we said it, or I or you, but I think it's interesting to hear.
That was Andrei Sola from Tirana, and now we are going to listen to an interview with Sokol Beciri, one of the founders and leaders of Institute for Contemporary Art Exit from Peja.
Institut za modernu umetnost Exit je nastao u stvari sasvim slučajno. Odmah posle rata smo ja, Erzen, Mehmet počeli neke aktivitete, organizirati neke aktivitete kao što je projekat u Peći Stara Čaršija, ili smo bili kao posrednici za dolazak poznati svjetskih kuratora kao Harald Zeman i René Bloch, da bi oni napravili izbor umetnika sa Kosova, pošto do tada Kosovo uopšte nije bilo ni znano, ni mi smo imali tu sreću da ih upoznamo, i onda smo posredovali da bi oni došli i prave selekciju za njihove izložbe koje su radili o Balkanu. Sve dok nismo bili u kontaktu sa Katrin Klingan, koja je umetnička direktorica projekta Relation, koji je u stvari projekt Bundeskulturstiftung, to je državna nemačka fondacija. I onda je ona sasvim slučajno rekla što vi ovo ne bi napisali u projektu, pa da vidimo da li se to može sponzorisati. Ostali projekti koje smo radili, sve kao na projekat sa poznatom najpoznatijom ex-jugoslovenskom grupom Irvin iz Ljubljane, koji su radili sa ex-borcima UČK. I, u stvari, to su projekti koji smo mi radili onako na nekoj dobrovoljnoj, bez ičije podrške. I onda kad smo upoznali Katrin Klingan, ona je rekla daj napišite šta bi vi mogli i kako bi to radili, pa da vidimo kako bi se to razvilo. I oni su prihvatili taj projekat. Projekat se zove Missing Identity. Jer smo bazirali na ono što je nama nedostajalo kao studenti, kao mladi ljudi, šta bi trebalo da radimo za ove mlade ljude da ne prođu ono što smo mi prošli i da ne gube vreme na neke stvari koje se nama čini da i ne treba. I tako je počeo aktivitet. Grupa koja radi na Exitu je uglavnom ljudi koji se bave vizualnom umjetnošću, ima i teoretičara, ima filozofa, ali uglavnom su, na primjer, na kursevima koje radimo u Prištini, uglavnom su studenti akademije, ali ima i srednjoškolaca. Onda smo radili 3 dana konferenciju Link 2 sa srednjoškolcima sa celog Kosova u Peć, koji su imali 3 dana intenzivne lekcije o različitim stvarima, ne sa od stripa pa do izbora. Kursevi su važni zbog toga što mi dajemo informacije koje se ne daju na institucijama, znači na Akademiji likovne umjetnosti je sve zatvoreno negdje oko 60. i tu prestaje sve. Znači mi samo dajemo informacije da ima i nešto drugo, pa sad vi razmislite. Važni su i izložbe, pošto kao što ti znaš, na primjer, na Kosovu nikad nije bilo neke internacionalne, bilo je, ali iako je bilo neki, šta ja znam, umetnik koji je, mislim, da ne kažem nekvalitetan, pošto je to, ko zna sad šta je taj kvalitet, ali mi uglavnom dovodimo ljude koji su danas veoma, veoma aktuelni u svjetskoj sceni. Znači, to je jedinstvena prilika da uglavnom mladi ljudi, ali i ostali umetnici koji je sve zainteresiran, vide i šta je aktualno danas u svijetu i da ima još nešto drugo. Kontakta imamo sa svim mjestima ex-Jugoslavije. Saradnju smo, kao što sam rekao, radili smo sa grupom Irvin iz Slovenije. Naša prošla izložba je bila organizirana, kurirana od grupe, 4 devojke iz grupe VHV iz Zagreba, koji su isto sponzorisani iz istog programa. Znači, prošla izložba je bila u stvari zagrebačke moderna umetnost na neki način.
On Wednesday of this week in Spray Club in Pristina, played a very successful DJ from Rotterdam who is also running three different labels in Holland, EC, Brave New World and Miracle Records. We have made an interview with him and also recorded some parts from his performance that night.
So is this your first time in Pristina?
Yeah, first time here. I do play a lot in the Eastern, Eastern Europe, but this is the first time here, and it's cold.
It's cold. Can you tell me more about your music? What kind of music are you going to perform tonight?
I play tech house, techno, a little bit of house. You know, I play everything. I play. I've got a few labels. I make music, and yeah, trying to make a good night for the people here tonight.
Okay. But what about your label?
Yeah, I got several labels. I got a label called Hey Records. It's a label I'm doing in England, and I got a label called EC Records with artists like Secret Cinema, Grooveyard, Miracle. Yeah, I already got the label for more than 10 years. We've done more than 60 releases, and yeah, I'm very happy with it. Carl Cox is a big fan of my label, Joshua Inc is a big fan of my label, and then Bayer. Yeah, it's, they all like the music that we put out, and I'm very happy that all the big DJs play my music. And it's not only the techno DJs or DJs like John Dickweed or even Chesto, they're into our sound, and yeah, I'm very happy with that. There's a new release coming up from a German guy called Roche Dadier. We have a new release coming up from Joe O'Mill. Secret Cinema is doing a new release. I'm going to do a new release. Yeah, we keep on putting out new music, and yeah, I hope that the people want to dance to it.
What about your new release? Or how it's called then?
The one that's now out is called Come To Me. It's out on Hey Records. Then there's another one coming out probably in February. It's called The Chicken Dance.
It's a Chicken Dance.
Chicken Dance, yeah. It's a very funny track, and and really, it's a really good dance floor tune. People really like it. And I just done a mix CD together with Secret Cinema called Just the Two of Us, which just has been released, and the reactions are very good, so I'm quite happy with that. Yeah, I just been to Asia, and I played Indonesia and Kuala Lumpur and Singapore, and then, you know, people there react different to music, and there's a whole different vibe, so I didn't have time to get into the studio yet. Next week I'm going to the studio again, and I'm really looking forward to make music. And when you play there, you want to play a few records that, you know, you really cannot find, or some records that you think that would be very suitable for a club like that. And that's what I try to make next time when I go to the studio, make a track which would have been a good track for that club, or make something that I would know that, you know, people would like there, because, you know, I had a good time there. It was a few special nights, so it, you know, again, I tried to translate it with my music, which is very difficult, but that's a challenge that I always try to look for in the studio. Hi, this is Michel De Hey. You're listening to Cross Radio.
We're leaving you with the Michel De Hey's performance in Spray Club in Pristina. From Pristina Cross, all the best.